Darkness covers the island, the sun barely making a show. Nights everlasting. Darkness out at sea. Darkness in the mind. And so the people build an edifice to draw the sun back out. Down on the shore, they push wood into fissures in the rock and wait for the swelling to split the stone. They lift out slabs as long as three people and slide them with sledges and ropes or on beds of seaweed to the island's axis, the center of its bowl of hills. Here, they build a sun temple finer than any house, a calendrical gauge of the solar orb at its lowest ebb. Four great standing stones go in first to demarcate the sacred space. Around them, huge horizontal slabs taper upwards in perfect, corbelled curves. Off this central chamber are side cells, altars for the dead. Outside, a circular ditch is filled with water, making an island of the henge. Yellow ditch clay, smeared over the monument's external masonry, forms a conical mound. Grass skin grows in an echo of the hills. The key to it all is the passage which protrudes from the southwestern side and is constructed to capture a shaft of light from the setting winter solstice sun. The angle is such that for 3 weeks either side of the solstice, 15 minutes before sundown, a wide band of golden light appears in the passage and creeps towards the inner door. As it hits the back wall just below the room where the dead are laid, a second band of light falls across the chamber floor. When the two rays of light conjoin, the chamber is awash in the solar promise of the time of warmth in the months ahead. Then the sun goes down behind the hills in a blaze of gold. The sky goes red, the hills go grey, stillness falls, and all is dark. This particular monument, Maeshowe, built by Neolithic people in Orkney to honour and capture the sun moving through the sky, is a civilizational pivot. It represents the tragedy as well as the glory of culture, specifically the move from gleaning from nature, as hunter-gatherers do, to harnessing and exploiting it, as agriculturalists have done ever since. The name Maeshowe is a slightly mysterious Norse word, probably meaning meadow mound. Vikings mythologized these far older Neolithic remains. Nobody knows what Maeshowe was called by the people who built it. Most things about the Neolithic era remain mysterious: their language, their gods, their gender relations. I first go to Maeshowe in April 2014 with my mother and baby daughter. The skies are huge and open. I am transfixed by the relationship the Neolithic people established between the sky, sea, and land, and the monuments they built, interlacing natural and human phenomena. When I return alone 8 months later, it is the middle of winter. By now the days are lit by grey. People huddle into their coats as they hurry through town, and out in the countryside it is hard to tell the sky from the horizon. I visit Maeshowe 4 sunsets in a row. On the fourth, the sky clears of clouds, and inside, the chamber of corbelled stone explodes with golden sunshine. It is one of the most extraordinary experiences I have ever had in Britain. Almost every archaeology book you read explains that Neolithic spaces such as Maeshowe are tombs. And clearly they were built to house the dead in flamboyant and lasting ways. But Maeshowe is more than a family or tribal crypt. Its door is made from a boulder which opens on a pivot and can be closed from the inside. A guide who has worked at the monument for decades told me that before the advent of health and safety and other scruples, she would let visitors open and close it for themselves. "It's effortless," she said. "Even a child could do it."